on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Housing Minister Owen Murphy has told the Dáil it's not yet possible to give a definitive date as to when work can start on houses affected by mica. Almost €73,000 worth of drugs have been seized in Donegal over the past week. Meanwhile, Gardaí in the county dealt with 62 instances of domestic violence last month. And there are further calls on the HSE to lift the embargo on new recruits in order for the vacant podiatrist post at Letterkenny University Hospital to be filled. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, Housing Minister Owen Murphy has told the Dáil it's not yet possible to give a definitive date as to when work can start on houses affected by mica. The issue was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue, who said the government had previously promised work would get underway by the start of this year.
It's a question to the Minister for Housing, Minister Murphy. And Minister, is to seek an update in relation to the situation with regard to the mica redress scheme. As you know, in the budget last year, €20 million was allocated and the government committed that by the start of this year, houses would be fixed. There's some 5,000 affected in Donegal and there are families, as you well know, who are sitting in their houses wondering if the walls are going to fall down. Can you update us, please, on the progress with regard to it? And can you give us a definitive date, Minister, as to when homeowners will be able
Minister
to apply
Murphy,
and homes begin to be fixed?
Minister Murphy.
Thank you, Lascan Corlan. Thank you, Deputy, for the question. I can't give a definitive date to you today, but as you will be aware, my officials have been in touch with officials in both Donegal and Mayo to do further work on how we roll out that initial €20 million that has been allocated this year for the scheme.
Almost €73,000 worth of drugs have been seized in Donegal over the past week. It's after a number of search operations carried out in Buncrana, Ballybofey, Donegal Town, Letterkenny and Bridgend. A number of arrests were made, two people are due in court at a later date and fines are being prepared for the DPP in a number of cases. Sergeant Una Walsh outlined the details of the seizures during the Community Garda slot on today's 9 till noon show, starting with details of a seizure in Buncrana.
A search warrant was obtained for an address in the town and a search was conducted last Friday, the 28th of June. And as a result, approximately 8,000 worth of cannabis was seized from the house. No arrests were made and a file will now be submitted to DPP in the matter. Last Tuesday, the 25th of June, the Divisional Drugs Unit carried out a search on a house in the Ballybofey area. €17,500 worth of cannabis, €350 worth of cocaine, a BB handgun, a large sum of cash, and drugs paraphernalia were located. A male was arrested. He was released without charge, but pending a file to DPP in the matter.
Donegal Town too, there was a significant seizure.
Last Thursday, the 27th of June, Gardaí Donegal Town seized cannabis to the value of €45,000, weighing scales, deal bag, mobile phone and a sum of cash. And a file will be submitted by the Gardaí in the Ballyshannon district.
And Letterkenny too as well.
Last Saturday, their search under the Misuse of Drugs Act was carried out by Gardaí following a report of a car acting suspiciously in the area, and the search of the car resulted in the seizure of €1,400 worth of cannabis, a number of mobile phones, again deal bags, drugs, paraphernalia and a sum of cash. Two males were arrested on Saturday in Letterkenny. One of the males was later charged. The other male was actually a juvenile.
And then a Garda patrol in Bridgend.
On the 28th of June last Friday, Gardaí in Bridgend conducted a search under the Misuse of Drugs Act of a car. And again, some of cash along with €650 worth of cocaine was located. One of the males attempted to flee the scene and had to be restrained and arrested. He was detained and charged again with drugs offences to appear at a later date in court.
Meanwhile, Gardaí in Donegal dealt with 62 instances of domestic violence last month. Letterkenny-based domestic violence liaison officer Garda Michelle Kelly has described the figure as average and says domestic violence is a serious issue across the four Donegal Garda divisions, with over half of incidents reported last month in Letterkenny. Garda Kelly was speaking also on today's 9 till noon show to discuss the release of the app Bright Sky.
For June past there, we had a lot of domestic violence incidents in Letterkenny. There was 36 over the month. Buncrana, there was 8. Ballyshannon, there was 15. And in Milford, there was 3. That's what we would be averaging at every month. Countrywide, domestic violence would be a big issue. A victim endures a minimum of 34 incidents of domestic violence before they report it. And that's an international research. has said that 34 incidents of domestic violence before they reported.
Now, it's a very new initiative, Bright Sky. It's a new app. It's the first of its kind in Ireland. It's about giving advice, but also there are tools there to help.
The Bright Sky app is providing information on domestic violence, sexual violence and consent, stalking and harassment. And this was created in partnership with the UK, with a UK-based crisis centre charity called Hestia, Women's Aid and An Garda Síochána. And Greg, as you said, it's the first of its kind here in Ireland. And it's enabling users to locate their nearest centre by searching their area. So basically, when they go into the app, they can put in where they are, their location, their air code, whatever they have handy, and that gives them information and access to a wide range of supports and tools that are local to them. The app also highlights the types of supports available to them and if they are considering leaving an abusive relationship, how to go about that.
Hospitals activated emergency full capacity protocols more than 1,500 times in the first 5 months of the year. The measure is put in place when overcrowding becomes a problem in emergency departments. The figures come after claims there are up to 350 preventable deaths every year due to overcrowding. Sinn Féin health spokesperson Louise O'Reilly says the figures demonstrate how serious overcrowding is in the country's hospitals.
The full capacity protocol in the first 5 months of this year was invoked 1,598 times. So that will tell you the scale of the difficulty here. So the full capacity protocol is really the highest level of alert that a hospital can signal. It signals that there is a very serious issue with regard to overcrowding.
Meanwhile, there are further calls on the HSE to lift the embargo on new recruits in order for the vacant podiatrist post at Letterkenny University Hospital to be filled. It was confirmed at the Regional Health Forum meeting that the post has been approved by SEALTA and Letterkenny University Hospital with a candidate already identified. However, it is currently with the National Recruitment Service where no further progress has been made. Newly elected Vice Chair of the Regional Health Forum West, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says the embargo needs to be lifted urgently.
We've been lobbied strongly by the Diabetics Association here in Donegal in relation to the podiatrist post which has become vacant to maternity leave. I raised it at the Regional Health Forum West meeting there last Tuesday. I was informed that both SEALTA and Letterkenny University Hospital have approved the filling of the post, but it's with the National Recruitment Office and as yet there's been no progress to this. I have since learned that there was in fact interviews had taken place for the vacant post and that an offer was made to one of the successful interviewees who accepted it. And that happened in April. And to date, the person hasn't been appointed to the post. It leaves us with, other than they understand that the embargo be put by the government on the HSE for new recruitment is stopping this very much needed post being filled. And I think it's a disgrace. And it's not good for people with severe diabetes.
And as you say, this is a potentially life-saving service and there has been ongoing concerns for a while now about this post.
Yeah, the Diabetes Association here in the county have been flagging up the possibility of this post being becoming vacant. And as you say, it's life-saving. It's something that's very much needed. So I'm now calling on the government once again to lift the embargo on the recruitment in HSE and to get this post and other posts which are vacant as a result of that embargo to be lifted and to get them filled.
It's hoped that Gardaí will increase patrols up on Crana Pier following mass crowds of youth congregating there last week. It's understood that hundreds of young people gathered at the pier last Thursday, a common occurrence during the summer months. While there were no major issues, there were reports of possible alcohol consumption at the pier, while there was also a significant amount of rubbish discarded in and around the area the following morning. Local councillor Jack Murray says Gardaí are fully aware of the issue and hopes that they will monitor the situation closely.
Unfortunately, there was a small minority of visitors who had congregated in the pier and I suppose many became a bit intimidating for some people there. Thankfully, with the extra Garda resources on that weekend, they were able to clear those people from what they were doing and move them on. And I would hope that that'd be a strong indication that this won't be tolerated. O'Connell will be an enjoyable place to visit for everybody, and any type of antisocial behaviour whatsoever will be cleared as soon as it starts. So there's a huge amount of work was done by local people, by council staff, and keeping O'Connell absolutely spotless throughout that weekend. So we won't tolerate anybody coming and making a mess and trying to take away from the enjoyment of others.
Gardaí are aware of what happened last Thursday and are aware of it being perhaps an ongoing issue. Now, while they did increase patrols over the weekend, is it something that you would like to see maybe more regularly, the increase in patrols?
Yeah, absolutely. And throughout the weekend, I was in regular contact with the Gardaí to ensure that it was being tackled. And thankfully, because of the festival, there was extra Gardaí resources. They were able to move those people on. But I would hope that the good weather comes again, and I hope that it does very, very soon. And we do have a large influx of visitors into Buncrana, that we will have the additional Gardaí resources, that if a small minority does try to take away from the enjoyment of others, that will be dealt with immediately and will be allowed to enjoy the sunshine.
Tomorrow is the last day for objections to a Donegal County Council proposal to close a Glencar Road in Letterkenny for over a month to allow the construction of a new sewer. The plan is to close the road from Glencar roundabout to the top of New Line Road on a 24-hour basis from July the 22nd to August the 30th. Roads Director John McLaughlin has stressed that works on Circular Road will be finished, and both it and Pierce Road will have two-way traffic restored before the Glencar Road closure goes ahead.
We wanted Water to have some other jobs completed. The work is very close by in Circular Road. We wouldn't grant this one until that work is finished and open two-way traffic, and indeed the two-way traffic needs to be restored on Pierce Road and down by Old Town Bridge before we could allow this one to close. This is the intent to close. This is seeking public's comments this time. The final decision is not made, even though it's accurate enough to say we're going that way to close it, but we will get submissions in now as things close tomorrow, and then we consider those, see what it all means, and then we would publish another notice if we actually grant it. And the council supports getting these pipes, as it need the people of Letterkenny, improved in Letterkenny, so that's a given. But what this is about more is, depending on the comments, is sometimes the conditions we attach to the contractor, or if there's special requirements for access on particular nights or days or whatever, then we would know that. And then usually contractors are quite good about that if they know ahead of time. Indeed, we always facilitate the emergency service through these areas. To date now, the contractors are quite good in Letterkenny in terms of sticking to timelines, and sometimes a wee bit quicker. So we'd hope that it'll work out. What we don't know is, I suppose, contractors sometimes hit rock and digging in difficult conditions, and sometimes that slows them down. But then the flip side's true as well. Sometimes they can make better progress, particularly when it's fully closed, the road.
Ulster Bank is preparing to sell €900 million worth of non-performing mortgage loans. The portfolio is made up of family homes and buy-to-let properties. The company says they are obliged to reduce the level of non-performing loans on their balance sheet. Business journalist Gavin McLaughlin says it's one of the biggest sales of such loans to date.
There's around 3,200 family home mortgages are included in this. €900 million in total was lent out on these loans that Ulster Bank is selling. It is one of the biggest sales of non-performing loans that we've seen to date.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's almost 14 minutes past five, and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic games, and the fixtures have been confirmed for the Super 8. Donegal, they kick off their Super 8 campaign on Sunday the 14th of July at 2 o'clock. Phase 1 will see them face the winner of a qualifier between Meath and Clare. That one will be in McCool Park in Ballybuffet. The following week sees them take on Kerry and Croke Park in Phase 2. That's Sunday the 21st with a 4 o'clock throw-in time. And if Tyrone can defeat Cavan this weekend, they'll start their Super 8s away to Roscommon in Dr Hyde Park on Saturday the 13th of July at 5 o'clock. The Reds would then travel to GAA headquarters the following week on Saturday the 20th for Phase 2, where they would play the winner of this weekend's qualifier between Cork and Laois with a 5 o'clock throw-in time. Elsewhere, Lee Keegan set to miss Mayo's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Round 4 qualifier against their neighbours Galway this Saturday. The former Footballer of the Year suffered an ankle injury in last weekend's win over Armagh. It's another injury headache for Mayo boss James Horan, who's already without Matthew Ruan, Seamus O'Shea and captain Dermot O'Connor. Moving on to golf, and Shane Lowry and Graham McDowell will be among the early starters on Thursday morning at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. McDowell tees off at 8:30 on Thursday morning, playing with fellow Ryder Cup stalwarts Martin Kaymer and Thorbjørn Olesen, while Lowry is partnered by defending champion Russell Knox and Tommy Fleetwood. Patrick Harrington goes out at 1:10 in the company of Ian Poulter and Tyrrell Hatton, while Seamus Power's first appearance on home soil in 6 years begins at 9:10 a.m. Rory McIlroy, he's opted not to play at Lahinch this weekend, turning the Scottish Open as his preparation for the Open Championship at Portrush. But Shane Lowry says he'd hate to ever miss the tournament he won back in 2009.
Where the Irish Open fits in the schedule, I don't play in the Scottish Open, so it's nice to be here this week playing, and then I'll play some links golf my week off next week as well. So it is a nice little run into the Open. You know, I'm not sure it's ideal for me, but it's something that, obviously, because of the Irish Open, I'm here, and I really want to be here, and you know, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Moving on to soccer, and Tottenham, they're on the verge of making Tongi Endombele their record signing. The Lyon midfielder has arrived in London ahead of a €62 million move from the League One side. Endombele's been undergoing a medical before signing a five-year contract with Spurs. 18-year-old winger Jack Clark became Tottenham's first signing in 18 months earlier today, before being loaned back to Leeds for next season. And Marko Arnautovic has handed in a transfer request at West Ham for a second time in a year. The Austrian forward signed a new contract at the London club in January after telling him he wanted to leave, but a new offer from a Chinese club has turned Arnautovic's head once again. And Leicester, they've rejected a £70 million bid from Manchester United for Harry Maguire. United are battling it out with their rivals Manchester City for the England defender, but Leicester are reportedly holding out for more than £75 million. The 26-year-old signed a five-year contract with the Foxes last year. And former Newcastle United boss Rafa Benitez has been appointed manager of Chinese side Dalian Yifeng. The Spaniard left the North East club on Sunday after his contract expired, saying that the Premier League team did not share his vision. Benitez, who also managed Liverpool, Chelsea, Valencia and Real Madrid, is reportedly going to earn €13 million a year. And England, they'll aim to reach the Women's World Cup final for the first time tonight by defeating the United States. They face the defending champions in their last four tie in Lyon. 8 o'clock is the start time for that one. And there's a heavyweight clash in the semi-finals of the Copa America in the early hours of tomorrow morning. Host Brazil take on their rivals Argentina at the Monero for the right to face Peru or holders Chile in the final. Argentina, who have reached four of the last five deciders, are aiming to win the Copa for the first time since 1993. In tennis, Roger Federer survived a blip as he looks to win a ninth Wimbledon singles title. The second seed lost the first set of his first round match to world number 86 Lloyd Harris before winning in four sets. Rafa Nadal, he's in action against Japan's Yuichi Sugita. A short time ago, they were tied at two games apiece in the first set. And the men's fifth seed, Dominic Thiem, he's out. He was beaten in four sets by Sam Querrey. Elsewhere, eighth seed Kei Nishikori, he beat Brazil's Thiago Monteiro in straight sets. And in the women's section, the 2017 women's champion Gabarine Muguruza is the latest big name to fall in the first round. The Spaniard was beaten in straight sets by Brazil's Beatriz Hada Maia. However, the top seed and defending champion are both safely through to round two. World number one Ashley Barty and last year's winner Angelique Kerber were straight sets winners over Sashi Sheng and Tatiana Maria, respectively. Serena Williams' first round match is just underway. She's up against the world number 161, Julie Montecone. On to cycling finally for this evening, and Mark Cavendish, he'll not ride in the Tour de France for the first time since 2007 after his team Dimension Data omitted him from the squad. The 2011 World Race Champion, who's won 30 Tour stages, has struggled with illness since being diagnosed with Epstein-Barr virus, which causes glandular fever. In April 2017, the Tour starts this Saturday in Brussels. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the Bishop of Raphoe has announced a number of clerical changes for the Diocese of Raphoe today. Among them is the retirement of Father Danny McBurtie from the Diocese of Clare. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Bishop Alan McGuckian announced a number of clergy appointments in the Diocese of Raphoe today. It includes Father Stephen Gorman moving from the parish of Convoy in Drumkeen to Milford and Kerrykeel, while Father Liam Boyle, curate on Arranmore Island, will become chaplain at Letterkenny Institute of Technology and priest in residence in Convoy. The current chaplain at the LYIT, Father John Boyce, will replace Father Boyle as the curate on Arranmore Island. Father Danny McBurtie of Clare will retire after 43 years of service to the diocese. Meanwhile, Father Lucas Persuadio Weislick has been recalled by his religious order. The final change will see Father Pat Davis as assistant priest on a pro-term basis in Tamney. All appointments will take effect during July and August.
Boris Johnson says the backstop will be resolved in a free trade deal after Brexit. He promised at a hustings in Belfast that if he's elected the next British Prime Minister, there will be no hard border in Ireland. His rival Jeremy Hunt said that any Brexit deal would mean changing the backstop. Mr Johnson accused the EU of moral blackmail over the issue and says it presents the UK with an unacceptable choice.
Between abandoning our ability to govern ourselves in the sense that we would, the UK would have to submit to EU law on tariffs and EU law on regulations with no say on those rules, or alternatively, to give up control of the government of Northern Ireland. And that is clearly unacceptable.
And finally, Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information after significant damage was caused to sheds at Fort Dunry yesterday morning. A fire broke out at the site at around 10:30. While the cause of the fire remains unknown, Gardaí say they are keen to hear from anyone who may have witnessed any cars or youth congregating there. Sergeant Eunan Walsh has appealed to anyone with information to contact Buncrana Garda Station.
We're appealing for information at this early stage from members of the public up there. If you've seen any cars or any young people are acting suspiciously in around the Dunry Fort area, contact the Gardaí in Buncrana, 07493-205-40, or again the confidential line, 1-800-666-111.
For weather now, dry for the rest of today and mostly light northwest breezes. A good deal of cloud but sunny spells will develop also. Dry overnight with clear spells and lowest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees in light northerly or variable breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Housing Minister Owen Murphy has told the Dáil it's not yet possible to give a definitive date as to when work can start on houses affected by mica. The issue was raised in the Dáil this afternoon by Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue, who said the government had previously promised work would be underway by the start of this year. Almost €73,000 worth of drugs have been seized in Donegal over the past week. It's after a number of search operations in Buncrana, Ballybofey, Donegal Town, Letterkenny and Bridgend. Meanwhile, Gardaí in the county dealt with 62 instances of domestic violence last month. Letterkenny-based domestic violence liaison officer Garda Michelle Kelly has described the figure as average and says domestic violence is a serious issue across the four Donegal Garda divisions. And there are further calls on the HSE to lift the embargo on new recruits in order for the vacant podiatrist post at Letterkenny University Hospital to be filled. It was confirmed at the Regional Health Forum meeting that the post has been approved by SEALTA and the hospital, with a candidate already identified. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 2nd of July. The death has taken place in Dublin of Alfie McCollum, Main Street, Rathmullen. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Inquiries, please, to McIlwee Funeral Directors, Milford. The death has occurred of Kathleen Angela Kelly, Stranaclia, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral on Thursday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, Buncrana, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to renal dialysis services at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of McKinney Funeral Directors or any family member. The Dev has taken place of Phyllis McCallion, née Gallagher, 13, Glen Road, Strabane. Removal from Quigley's funeral home, Strabane, tomorrow evening at 5:30, going to Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Clochcore. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Kathleen Cassidy, London, and formerly of Fawn. Reposing at Porter's Funeral Home, Mina Gorry, Buncrana, with viewing tomorrow afternoon from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Removal tomorrow evening at 6:30 to St Mary's Church, Fawn, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Kathleen McConnell, Woodquarter, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral service there tomorrow with burial afterwards in Milford Presbyterian Graveyard at approximately 3 o'clock. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has occurred of Frank McHugh, 8 Beechwood Avenue, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock in St Enan's Cathedral, with interment afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Conmacdade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Lorraine McLaughlin, 22, Gallia Park, Derry, and formerly of Marion Park, Buncrana. Her remains will repose at McLaughlin's funeral home, Buncrana, until 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 to St Mary's Oratory for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with removal afterwards to Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, for private cremation. The death has occurred of Jane Jean Boyce, Ballybow, Liz Monaghan, Letterkenny. Her remains will repose at Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, this evening from 7 to 9. Funeral service tomorrow morning at 11 in Letterkenny Baptist Church, with interment afterwards in the family plot at New Leck Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Lifford Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Conmacdade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mary Manny Ferry, Morrow, Dunfanaghy. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Creasla Day Centre, care of any family member, or Harkin Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Anna Kennedy, née Meskell, Glencar Road, Letterkenny, previously of Coor, Mullagh, County Clare. Anna's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon to St Enan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 1:30, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral.